to Gaza now, and Hamas has confirmed that Israel has killed one of its commanders in a strike on Gaza over the weekend. Izz al-Din al-Haddad was known as one of the architects of the October 7th attacks, which killed about 1,200 people in southern Israel and saw more than 250 hostages taken. He was killed in an airstrike on a residential building on Friday, along with seven other Palestinians, including one child. There's technically been a ceasefire in place in Gaza for the past 6 months, but airstrikes have been reported as a near daily occurrence. Humanitarian groups have also been warning about how dire the humanitarian situation remains, including a lack of critical infrastructure such as water and health services, infestations of rats and other pests, and rising malnutrition. Nicholas Papachrysostomou is Gaza Emergency Coordinator for Medecins Sans Frontières, or Doctors Without Borders. I spoke with him earlier. Nicholas Papachrysostomou, thank you for joining me on Radio National Breakfast.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you, Sally, for the invitation.
Nicholas, what's the humanitarian situation on the ground in Gaza right now, and what are the key concerns from MSF's perspective?
Let me just start by saying that, unfortunately, Gaza is falling out of the limelight these days around the world. And this is not right. I mean, Gaza has been through a 2.5 year war situation, however we want to call it. And the place is still destroyed. So people should remember that. So we're talking about an area that is not very big, but that is completely and utterly razed to the ground. There's very few buildings standing. Soon it'll be 7 months from the October so-called ceasefire. And why so-called? Because if this was a ceasefire, then we would expect a complete cease of hostilities. And it's not like that. So we have daily airstrikes, suicidal drones. We have stray bullets. We have small arms fire. We have shelling from tanks. This is continuously happening. We're counting 800 people dead since the beginning of this last ceasefire in these last 6-7 months, about 2,000 injured.
Your organization, Medecins Sans Frontières, has raised alarm about the effect of malnutrition on mothers and babies in Gaza. What is driving that increase in malnutrition? What's happening?
So in the last the second half of the year, from our own data, we've seen some very disconcerting signs of malnutrition, both for babies, but also mothers. So in a sample of 200 mothers, in the microcosm of MSF, we've seen about a quarter that was malnourished at the time of delivery. So 90% of those neonates were prematurely born to malnourished mothers, right? What I want to say with this is that we've seen malnutrition last year. It was devastating to try and combat it. And right now we see the trailing effects of it because the people in these conditions that they live do not have enough food. They do not have enough food and they do not have enough nutritious food. So, and why is this the case? This is the case because the supply of humanitarian aid into Gaza is not adequate and is not appropriate. And of course, we can talk about numbers and how the number of trucks has gone up to 600 and whatnot, but people rarely are informed that most of the trucks that are now entering Gaza are commercial trucks, which means that the people have to pay for these goods. There's not enough vegetables. There is no eggs. And this we know from our teams. Our teams on the ground, the MSF teams on the ground, Palestinian staff are facing the same problems, the same issues. So it's incredible to see that people in the society at large are not privy of this information and they normalize Gaza 2.5 years later.
Nicholas, thank you so much for being my guest this morning.
It's a pleasure to be here and thank you again.